So, Bethlehem family, today once more, we recall the reason why you might see up here this large banner, this large canvas here, stating what we looked at last week as an introduction. We're reinvigorating our identity as Bethlehem. This has been a crazy year, and it's a perfect year for us to rethink what we're all about, who we are, who we're called to serve, and how God is working through us. And today, we're going to do so specifically, and we're going to do so uniquely with a few other members from our congregation that will speak for us, but when we're understanding how our purpose is, we know that we are always guided by the light of Christ. That's who we are as Christians, and as specifically Bethlehem, we remember the time when the Magi were guided by the star over Bethlehem itself. So, first and foremost, our mission is always focused on Christ alone. Without God in our lives, we would be nothing. And without God in Bethlehem, we wouldn't be a church. So, guided by the light of Christ, we will serve, shine, and share. But what does all that mean specifically? So let's take a moment today and talk about that first word, to serve. And just like how this isn't kind of coming out of thin air, this is exactly what St. Paul is telling us in our reading for today. Our reader spoke of that second reading, the epistle, Philippians chapter 1. This epistle, this letter of St. Paul, was when he was in prison and writing back to the church that had just greeted him for a long time. And he says this in today's reading. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that what has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest, that my imprisonment is for Christ. So did you catch that? I want you to know that what has happened to me in my life, it serves to advance the gospel. Think for you, for example. Think of all the things that you've done, even just today and this morning, how they have affected maybe another person. Maybe you stopped at a gas station or went to a restaurant or picked up a morning coffee, greeted somebody with a simple smile or maybe a kind word or gesture, and you've made that person automatically better for you being in the world. It's as simple as that, but it even gets bigger. What has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. That's where it comes in today, that you and I, as members of this place, as this church, we come to this service to be fed, but the rest of the week is our time to shine and to do something about what has God done for us. Even when it's in bad times. Think of this. Paul's writing when he's in prison, and he's encouraging other people while doing so, because he knows that this is only a short period. This year and the things that the world has thrown to us certainly have not been a good thing, but thanks be to God, we maybe not have been like Paul being thrown in prison, but maybe it felt like it, right? But how during this time have you already served one another? How have you already shared the gospel by your actions and words? You actually have. And that's the beauty of our mission, is that it's something that we're already doing, something that God's already doing through you. So for us today, thinking about this word service, I want to first make it a little bit clearer for us. Another Lutheran pastor back in the 1930s and 40s over in Germany had a lot to say about our purpose together, our life together. His name was Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was a Lutheran pastor that led a movement that saved and secured underground housing for Jewish people that were threatened by Nazi Germany. And he even led a movement of trying to overthrow Adolf Hitler as a dictator. And eventually he got in trouble and was sent to a concentration camp for that, just maybe like Paul. But he had a really famous word for us today. He said the first service that you and I have to offer is to listen to one another. The first service that we can even do as Christians, as people, starts with listening. All the people in our world are clamoring to be heard. They want their voices to be known. That's apparent when you turn on the news. And it's as simple as listening, actively taking part, being engaged in a conversation. Even if they're completely different from us, they're totally different values. They might not just be Democrats or Republicans, but they might not even be Christian at all. They have different skin colors. They have different ideas of their own gender. The first service we can do to help advance the gospel is to listen to each other. So today, I want to do so in a fun way. Long before I was even considered to be your next pastor, this church, you as part of it, has been on its way to learning what we're all about. Few key members have helped us out today to talk about how we serve. So I want to welcome them forward today in our time of our sermon. We have both Jeff Schwab and Kathy Allen. So if you're here, come on up. Both Jeff and Kathy have, maybe you've seen before, we've worked out a few different things, congregational surveys, we've kind of looked at our mission and outreach, and I want to bring them forward because they're valuable members, as all of you are, but they've already been seeing our mission of service acted out. So first, Jeff, thank you for being here today. I appreciate it, and I think you have a lot to say as this large, scary, somewhat imposing graph looks right behind me. Some of you maybe have seen it before, but tell us a little bit about this and tell us a little bit about you, Jeff.
Sure thing. So thank you for the opportunity. Good morning, Bethlehem. As Pastor mentioned, my name is Jeff Schwab, member here at Bethlehem. This is some of the results of a survey we completed about a year ago. Coming out of that survey, we had some very good direction. We had some great feedback from the entire congregation, and we had some strong momentum led by a number of the different leaders in both the board of directors and elders. We were certainly blessed at the end of last year to also receive our new pastor here, filling the open role. And then, COVID hit. Because of all this, I think it's important to take a look a little bit at the survey results. We classified this into the various programs that we have here at church. The first section on the left kind of talks about some of the more important areas of the church. As a church as a whole, we rated ourselves pretty average. I don't want to discredit anyone, but also it was basically that average within the Sunday worship, Wednesday music ministry, and outreach. The big section in the middle, those blue bars in the far right of each one of them, represent don't knows, meaning people responded with, I don't use it, I don't participate, I'm not engaged in each one of those areas, and that included preschool, Sunday school, Bible study, men's and women's studies, and the youth group. The areas, the one over on the far side, represents where we actually receive very high scores as a congregation, including friendliness, location, and facilities. When we look at these results, almost everything wraps around one common theme, and that is serving. Each one of those require people to serve, and they're serving others. Serving starts with being here. It's outstanding to see the size of the congregation today, and I just hope everyone takes the opportunity to see that. I think this is the biggest group we've had since we started coming back. So first of all, thanks for joining us today. I think it's fantastic. We come to church for many reasons. First and foremost, we come to be forgiven from everything we've done, and we've accomplished that this morning. We come to interact with others through relationships. We come to hear the word. We come to understand the word. We come to be energized so when we leave here and go out into the world, we can be successful, and we can't do that without the backbone of the church. We also come to serve. Many opportunities exist to serve and both be served, and you need both. That's the interesting thing about it, is you need both to be served as well as serve others, usually at different times. If you're feeling the call to serve, You just need to be willing to take the first step. At first, it's uncomfortable. It's supposed to be. It will be uncomfortable to take that first step. But trust your faith. I remember long ago having the courage to first volunteer here at Bethlehem. It was about 15 years ago. It was actually pretty nerve-wracking, and I volunteered personally to Mel Debbin, for those who remember Mel. Time flies, and before you know it, it's now 2020. When I think about our church over the last 15 years, one word comes to mind: resilient. Our church is nothing if it's not resilient. We've gone through some incredible challenges here. I think we're through 5 different pastors at this point in time, and I'd really like to break that trend and just see you here for a while. So
I'll do my part.
You've got a bar to rather high. For those around long enough, the dreaded flood back about 12 years ago. We've had more discussions on mortgage loans than one can ever possibly imagine or ever want to do. My worship experience over those years has also kind of been like that. Similar to the church, it's ebbed and flowed. From Sunday school to board of directors to finance, it has changed. It's changed primarily as my kids have changed. I taught Sunday school a while ago, but now all my kids are grown up and have moved on. To be honest, it's been a tough few years here. Lots of members have left. Lots of change has occurred, not all for the good. Feels like we lost our way a little bit. Maybe I lost my way too. I'm sure they're somehow tied together. Financially, we never seem to be able to escape, but here we are. Even this is the family we have. I see new hope. I see new life. Even in the midst of COVID, there is new life here. There's new opportunities to serve as well as be served. So please, take advantage of both. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. And just to be sure, as we're looking at this graph behind us, as we welcome Kathy as well, think of that far right column. These are the things that you guys do wonderfully. You are friendly. And that's what makes a church want to bring people back. Our location is beautiful. We're blessed with this space, our facilities. But where you and I come in to turn is to make those other bars on the other two columns be just as big as the far right. To help us kind of consider that, once more, is Kathy Allen. So thank you for being here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Pastor Aaron asked Jeff and I to share our thoughts about how worship and the church has evolved over the last few years, and then also how, what our thoughts were for how the church can serve us going forward. So that's kind of the focus of where I'll go today. And much like Jeff, I think church is really kind of about 4 things. Worship, of course, but also growing in the Word, fellowship and relationships, and serving the kingdom as a result of that. And as I reflected back, our Bethlehem story as a family started across the street at Mama Mia's, having dinner with Sarah and Marge Nicholson after a volleyball game. My daughter and I were over there, the 4 of us. And Sarah had just started confirmation here at Bethlehem, brought here by Brianne, Betty Collins' granddaughter. And Sarah was so excited about confirmation, which blew me away. Like, how can you be excited about confirmation class, really? Sarah was excited, and we were excited to have Mackenzie be a part of something that fun and contagious. So that Mackenzie came to confirmation, and we came along with her from time to time. Worship here at Bethlehem was very comfortable and effortless, I think, is how I would describe it. Pastor Banky had a kind of a camp mission background, and that was very, very comfortable to us, and that was a style that we gravitated toward. His approach was really Christ-centered. Messages were energetic and engaging and challenging and heartfelt. The music was great, varied. We had 2 different bands. And worship just really felt like it was easy. It was a given when you came. You didn't even think about it. It was going to be great. And then after worship, it seemed like we all migrated into the fellowship hall or the classrooms and got deeper into the Word. And we had robust conversation and riffed off of each other and shared thoughts. And fellowship was so strong on Sunday mornings. And then it gravitated over into our Seder meals and small groups. And you know, we were a tight group. We felt connected to each other. So many of us were involved. I was very involved at that time on the board, took part in strategic planning. There were small groups, outreach committees, so many places to plug in and feel connected and needed. And it was great because our community service was so strong, too. Pastor had some really great relationships over at the high school, with the preschool. We had missions and missionaries that we were tracking on. Lots of a sense of working for the kingdom. The church wasn't perfect at that time, but we were family, and we loved each other, and we knew that we belonged. But then, as Pastor Banky's time here wound down, and as Jeff noted, we moved into a transition period with a series of five pastors to lead us and quite a few challenges to face. Understandably, the situation always felt kind of temporary when we were here in church. Worship was different, as is different. Pastors had different styles, and the order of service varied. Our music became a little more inconsistent. And worship didn't have that given feeling. You always were a little timid about, like, what were you going to get this Sunday when you walked in? There was less energy around Bible study as we moved it over, into the side chapel. And our sense of fellowship diminished. Members and friends left. There wasn't an opportunity really to grow that relationship with Pastor the way we had before. And even our small group kind of fizzled out as members' lives changed. And our community involvement dropped too, which was disappointing. I think we tried hard with the yellow envelopes and things like that, but our budget situation was not helpful, and we just didn't have the members to kind of carry things out anymore. And during that transition, and now, I am super thankful for the core group of key leaders that stayed with us and kept it going and continued to volunteer with joyful hearts. I have to confess that I am not one of them. I worked a lot. But when Pastor Russ was here, I dove full force into our outreach efforts to try to bring that energy and enthusiasm back. We even got an intern, if any of you remember Anna. We tried so hard. I felt like I tried so hard, but the results were just not what we expected. And I got burned out, I got disheartened, and I was definitely not serving with joy in my heart anymore. It was a chore, and I got to confess that. The church at that point felt really fragmented to me and hard to get enthused about. And as one of the survey comments said, it just felt like the Holy Spirit wasn't here anymore. So apparently I was not alone in this. So that was then. But today we are here with a new pastor who is full of energy and committed to shepherding us forward with a new focus on our mission. And as I look to the future, revisiting this past was very awakening to me. I realized I needed to search my soul about my commitment to the work here at Bethlehem, and I learned a lot. That clarity for me surfaced the fact that through all this, Christ didn't change. We changed. I sure changed a lot. Crossroad leads us in a song about getting back to the heart of worship. And this is going to choke me up every time I think about this. The lyrics remind us that it's all about you, Jesus. And I need to say that I am very sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. I made it all about how long is the sermon? Is the content good? Who's singing today? Is the music going to be uplifting? Or am I going to be afraid that there's going to be sour notes all the time? It was just very stressful to me, and I was really focused on my needs, not your needs, Lord, and I have to apologize for that. And I am very sorry also for losing that joy. And so this has been a very good exercise for me to kind of unpack that and figure that out. So I need to confess that, and I own that. But as a congregation, how can the church do a better job of serving our members so that we can serve? Well, based on the survey results and all we've experienced, I'd encourage us to focus on healing and re-energizing the people who are here first, that whole concept of put your own air mask on first. Before we go crazy with trying to be out there and sharing, et cetera. And I think happy, committed members can be pretty contagious for attracting new ones. So I'd love us to focus there. Let's focus on what church means for our members. Worship, growing in the word, fellowship, serving each other, back to basics. And in Pastor's short time here, I've already seen that new consistency, that commitment, energy, all those elements at Bethlehem, and I'm excited about that. It's all about getting back to the heart of worship, the heart of our church, and making it all about Jesus, who deserves so much more from us and wants so much more for us. So that's my thoughts.
Thank you, Kathy, so much. As we look at this next slide, as we focus in on that logo of serving, we once more remember that we come here, first of all, to be served. We call this place Bethlehem. In the Hebrew language, it means the house of bread. Think of this place as the place where you come to be served the life-giving, sustaining, nourishing bread that God has to offer. And we look at that heart made of hands. We know that it's our hands joined with the heart and hands of Christ. Each and every time we come here to gather to be equipped. But these hands are also the hands that you have to help one another as a congregation. We're all in it together, they say. And it's true here in church. And so you are a big reason why this church will continue to share and serve that love of Christ. And again, the first service we have is to listen to each other. We've listened to these fantastic voices of our membership, but remember today that God first listened to you. He heard and continues to hear your prayers and cries out. And he hears your need, and he always listens and always answers. And remember that as we look to how he will continue to answer the prayers of Bethlehem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.